I'm Chris Hocker with West Point Partners. I have several colleagues with me tonight in this corner. Is this okay? All right. Several colleagues with me, including Pace and Wendy from ESS Group, which is our environmental consultant who took the lead in preparing the application, our regulatory counsel from New York, and colleagues of mine who have participated directly in the construction and operation of comparable projects. We have in the corner here several posters, and colleagues of mine who will be happy, as Jeremy said, to stay as long as you want to answer specific questions. Some of the posters let you get right up close to look at the route and some of the construction details. So real quickly, project at a glance. It's approximately 80 miles between Athens and Buchanan. It's a high voltage DC cable primarily. It's actually the DC part of the cable is 320 kilovolt. The AC interconnection is 345 kilovolt. It will be capable of carrying up to 1,000 megawatts. I had a question earlier today about whether this is expandable to 2,000 megawatts. The answer is no. The line itself is almost entirely underwater, buried 8 or 15 feet below the bed of the Hudson River. It depends on the location. And two converter stations, one in Athens, one in Verplank. The interconnection point is in a village called Buchanan. Verplank is right outside of Verplank. Did I say that right? Verplank is right outside of Buchanan. So the converter stations in Verplank, the interconnection points in Buchanan. Anyone help me with this? There it is. Okay. The rationale for the project is essentially similar to what has been proposed by New York State and Governor Cuomo in his Energy Highway Initiative. The intention is to help bring 1,000 megawatts of power resources from upstate to high demand areas downstate to relieve transmission bottlenecks, to provide broader access and give incentives for the development of renewable resources, and that in turn will help reduce and produces a net reduction of air emissions statewide. Now, this is a slide that indicates certain alternative land routes in the town and village of Athens. And just for clarification, first of all, this same slide is on one of our posters in the corner. Now, the village prepared its own posters kind of in the middle there. And just so there's no confusion, those posters are helpful in that they tend to explain what's called an alternatives analysis that we did as part of our application for the Article 7 certificate. However, they are not the routes necessarily that we are proposing. They are routes that we considered and may well have rejected for a variety of reasons. The routes that we show here and on our poster in the corner, I want to make it clear that while we did not expect the concerns to our underground route, we respect those concerns. We have not been and are not married to the route that we originally proposed, which is the yellow route shown here. There are several other feasible or potentially feasible routes that we are more than happy to consider. One of them shown in red would take it up to Schoharie Turnpike and over Union Street. Another one, which would be the green one. I'm sorry, the blue one, they're hard to see, but you can see down where the National Grid right-of-way goes to the river. We would absolutely consider that route. The issue there is that we do not necessarily have access to that route. It is not within our authority. We do not have, or we do not presume to have eminent domain. So we have absolutely no objection to finding the route that works and creates the least concern. And there are several possibilities, and we're more than happy to work with anybody who has interests in those routes to make it the least concerning route possible. As far as we're concerned, the yellow route is not necessarily, does not have to be, and I personally would not like to see it as shown in the yellow. This slide is an indication of the southern part of the project in Cortland. There again, just to make it clear, in this case, the yellow route would go across the property into the converter station. There again, we originally proposed a route that would occupy the streets. Your friends in Cortland have also expressed concern about that. We are not married to that route either, and we have been more than happy to consider a route that would use the existing Con Edison property as much as possible and get it off the residential areas. We have a poster back there that shows this, but basically the DC cable that would occupy Athens is essentially a twin cable. The cable itself, there's kind of a slice of a comparable cable up on a chair there. It's really quite small. That cable is within a PVC conduit that in turn is encased in concrete, buried about 5 feet down. It really is no different in terms of technique or technology than any other underground utilities that you're likely to encounter. Part of the Article 7 process is to conduct a visual impact analysis. We have done that, it's in the application. We filed supplemental information along that line. This is a view of the converter station site as though you were standing pretty much on Leeds Athens Road, looking at the existing Leeds substation. It would more or less be on your left. The visual simulation from that same vantage point would put the converter station there. There's a stand of trees that partially blocks the view shed. The simulation was done with a leaf off assumption. In other words, it was done in November after the leaves had fallen. So it's kind of a worst case portrayal. The timeline for the process itself was explained by Jeremy. As he said, the application was deemed complete in February, and that's what started this whole process. The one thing that we have also completed that's worth talking about is the NISO system study. New York Independent System Operator has to determine what impacts, if any, the construction and operation of this project would have on the statewide system as a whole. Often there are significant upgrades required. It can change the flow patterns of the electricity. Many things can happen. It's the subject of a detailed study that was completed and approved. It's a requirement that that study be completed before the application could be deemed complete, and it was completed in January 2014. The construction schedule itself, we say 2 to 3 years, granted that's sort of an elastic window. A lot depends on how quickly people want the thing to be built, and because time is money, the faster you do it, the more it costs. That said, just to explain the construction process, the two converter stations would be built simultaneously. The period of heavy construction for a converter station is probably in the 15 to 18 month range. There is another period of time simultaneous while the cable itself is being installed in the river. That will probably take a couple of seasons. There are what's called time of year restrictions in the river so that the installation of the cable doesn't materially impact spawning and behavior of the species in the river. So we have to observe that, or we expect to observe that. With that, we encourage you to call us with any questions. I will make it clear that if there's any desire to see one of the projects, or more than one of the projects that we have built in New York or in New Jersey, we are more than happy to make that possible. The projects that we have built are not exactly the same as the one we're proposing here. What we're proposing here is actually smaller and generally less intrusive in size and in impact. But that said, there are similarities in the purpose, and they do exist and are operating in New York and New Jersey. And we'd be happy to arrange for a visit if that's what you'd like to do. With that, I think with the time constraints, I'm going to suggest, it's really, I'll leave it up to the judge, I expect. But we found earlier today that having individual questions can go on as long as you want over in the corner by the posters, and we're happy to do that, and that's probably the most productive way to answer your question.
No, we don't like that way.
Okay.